Next is the page two, item two, permits, projects over $500,000 with no objections and with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Watkinson.
Mr. Robbins and commission members, this morning we have two, what we refer to as page two commission items. Those are projects over $500,000 in project costs for which we have conducted a public interest review. There's been no protest and staff is recommending approval. With that, I'll read the project descriptions for each of the two. Item 2A, the City of Norfolk is requesting authorization to remove seven existing timber groins and install seven breakwaters with maximum dimensions of 180 feet long by approximately 40 feet wide to relocate one existing breakwater and rehabilitate a terminal groin and to place 40,500 cubic yards of sand material landward of the breakwater as beach nourishment. And this is between 8th View Street and Lee View Avenue, situated along the Chesapeake Bay in the City of Norfolk. I would like to note that this project, we also wish to, or the applicant wishes to, include a temporary mooring at the breakwater work site for construction barges, and we think that's in keeping with the work area of the project to facilitate that activity. We did get word that they maybe want to put a temporary mooring on the other side of Hampton Roads as a staging area, but we think that would require some additional review and permitting on staff part. But that is the project with the temporary mooring. Item 2B is the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in the City of Virginia Beach requesting authorization to maintenance dredge the Rudy Inlet Federal Navigation Channel connecting Lake Rudy and Lake Wesley to the Atlantic Ocean in Virginia Beach. In this case, dredging will occur either by hydraulic or hopper dredge methods on an as-needed basis, with sidecast dredging utilized as an emergency measure. The entrance channel portion will be dredged to maximum depths of minus 14 feet low water, and the sand trap portion dredged to maximum depths of minus 20 feet mean low water. Approximately 350,000 cubic yards of sand spoils dredged annually from the Federal Navigation Channel will be hydraulically pumped to the resort beach area or released slash placed in the nearshore beach area north of Rudy Inlet. We'll be happy to try and answer any questions that you might have.
Thank you. Are there any questions from the commission? All right.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Do we need to amend the 2A to reflect the mooring buoy necessity?
I think if you just recognize the staff's comment that it include a temporary mooring buoy at the work site would be fine.
Thank you. Any further questions by the commission? All right. Seeing none, this is a public hearing. Are there anyone here who would like to speak for or against these two items? Seeing none, it's back to the commission. What's the pleasure of the commission?
Move to approve page two items as in particular 2A amended.
Thank you. Motion by Mr. Tankard. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Fox. Discussion on the motion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Noes? Motion carries. Thank you.